Now, the Midwest Family High School Player of the Week, presented by Sturgis Banking Center, South Haven Family Dentistry, and MailMax.
I'm Jordan Jensen with WSJM Sports, and I'm here with this week's Midwest Family Player of the Week, Natalyn Heckathorn, a sophomore from River Valley High School. Natalyn is both an impressive basketball player and volleyball player here at River Valley, but this basketball season she's gotten off to a very strong start to the season. Last week in the season opening win against White Pigeon, she helped lead her team to an impressive 40-21 win, and then she scored 13 points in River Valley's 38-27 win over Berrien Springs. Natalyn, congrats on the start to begin the season. It's got to be a huge confidence boost to start the season with two pretty dominant wins. What's been the key for the team's hot start?
Definitely our offense. I think our offense is very well because we're all very fast and athletic. So.
Okay. And for you specifically, I think you fall right into that category. I was watching some of your highlights against White Pigeon, and it seems like you had a pretty complete offensive game. I mean, sweet stroke from the outside, you know, some mid-range shots you hit, and then also getting to the basket and finishing in traffic. What would you say is the strength of your offensive game?
Definitely, I feel like I'm a very good shooter, and I can drive to the basket as well, which helps a lot for offense.
Okay, and which... I don't know. Which do you kind of take more pride in, right? I guess for me, like, I always love shooting, but I always took more pride in beating my guy to the hoop. Is there something maybe you take a little more pride in?
I think when I shoot and, like, there's a defender, like, right in my face.
Right in the face.
And you, like, knock it down.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's always a good feeling.
Yeah.
And then on the flip side, what is something you really feel like you need to improve upon to really take a next step, whether that's offensively or defensively?
I think on defense, I mean, I could move better and we could move better as a team, but we're just getting started, so.
Yeah, it's still early on in the season, so. And as I mentioned before, 2-0 to start the season. You know, that's all you can ask for, right? Take it game by game. But what's the goal for the Mustangs this season?
To win a district.
Win districts? Do you happen to know the last time River Valley won districts?
No, I don't.
No? Okay. I don't either. I probably should have known that. If there's one thing that you guys have to really key in on, you know, the rest of the season to win districts, what would that thing be?
I think it would be our defense. I feel like we really need to lock down our defense because I know we can be very well at our offense.
Mm-hmm. So. Right. Yeah, offense will be there. Defense just got to make sure it gets a little bit better as the season goes on. Okay. And now you're an amazing volleyball player, too, here at River Valley. Which of the two would you say is your favorite?
I really like volleyball because I used to not like it, but my coach made it way better for me. But since I've played basketball for so long, I'd have to say basketball.
Okay. And what kind of things in volleyball did they do to make it more fun?
Definitely practices and just winning games overall was very fun.
Winning makes things fun. Yeah, I would say that's pretty fun, absolutely. Would you say that playing volleyball makes you or helps make you a better basketball player and vice versa? And if so, how?
Yeah, I would say it definitely made me better basketball player because, one, I'm already, like, ready for the basketball season to start, and it's got me in shape and stuff, and, yeah.
Mm. Absolutely. Because, what, volleyball season's right before basketball season, correct? So that really helps out. And then how long have you been playing basketball? You know, you mentioned that you were playing it longer than volleyball, but how long have you been playing basketball?
Probably since, like, fifth grade.
Okay, and what got you into it?
My dad, he was the varsity coach.
Okay, that explains it. And then, so did he kind of inspire you to keep playing, or what kind of inspired you?
My dad has, like, a movie on them winning, like, whatever state or whatever it was. And I just always wanted to be better than my dad, so.
Always wanted to be better than your dad, okay. And I know we were talking before and you mentioned wanting to be better than your brother and that you think you are better than your brother. Did that have a lot to do with it too, since you had an older sibling who was a basketball player here and you just kind of wanted to be better than him?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have a favorite basketball moment?
It would have to be when we beat Michigan Lutheran on JV. It was like 30-29, I think, and they haven't lost a game in like 75. They had a winning streak of like 75.
Really?
So,
the JV team did?
So
or?
We beat it.
Wow.
Beat them. Yeah. It's a good feeling.
Wow. That's really impressive. And that was last year, I take it, right? Wow. Well, that's amazing. Now, do you have a favorite basketball player by any chance?
Michael Jordan.
Okay, awesome. I'm very glad you said that. I'm named after Michael Jordan, so I didn't have a choice. He's my favorite too. So I guess I was going to ask you MJ or LeBron, but I guess that's settled. So, and then do you play in any travel leagues or AAU or anything else?
Yeah, Harbor Impact.
Okay, and what exactly is Harbor Impact for maybe people who don't know?
It's like a small travel team, like where close schools by like Benton Harbor, Buchanan, Brandywine, Niles, all like come and we just play and we go to like Indiana, Ohio, like close places.
Awesome. That's got to be fun. And that, does that happen right after the high school season then, or?
Actually, it happens like around some like a little bit before school gets out.
Okay.
Summer league.
Okay, so it happens in the summer, and then you go right into volleyball.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And what, I mean, who is next on the schedule for you guys?
We play Brandywine.
Okay.
Thursday.
And you mentioned to me earlier that they seem to be pretty good, right?
Yeah, they're very good.
Okay, so that'll be a big challenge. So, Madeline, thank you for your time. Good luck on Thursday, and good luck the rest of the season, okay?
Thank you.
The Midwest Family Player of the Week is presented by Sturgis Banking Center, serving Berrien, Branch, Kalamazoo, St. Joseph, and Van Buren counties. Proud supporter of our area athletes, South Haven Family Dentistry, and by MailMax.